the vote has gone down about 60-40. The community has spoken, as the government wanted them to. I suppose it gives us an opportunity tonight to thank all of the professional people on the commission that were supportive of recycled water, and those all around Australia that are recycled supporters, I suppose. But I'd like to acknowledge first off all my councillors and Kevin Flanagan for the amazing courage that they've shown to show Australia the way of the future. Unfortunately, Toowoomba has chosen that they're not going to be part of that. Yes, I am. There's we've seen about 28,000 votes, so you're looking at about half. But you know, there's no winners in this. At the end of the day, we still don't have a water project. And the facts will come out in the future of the cost that there's going to be to this community. And I would imagine that the results will be that water from the southeast corner, and we'll be depending on the Premier to provide that to this city. No, I think it's pretty tough for Australia, because I don't know how any community is going to bring up this process of recycling ever again. It is going to be the hardest thing for the Prime Minister, seeing it was his policy. And now a community has spoken. If they've got this, how hard is it going to be? Are they going to do a referendum for the next ones? Or do they go and they institute it? So whichever way we go, Australia has decided that the rest of the world have absolutely no understanding of water, and we're going to have this pure water forever. And they will... we have played a straight bat, and come next week, I'll be doing some press conferences in relation to happenings that have happened this week that I could have gone out with and chose not to, because I believe this community had to make a decision on the facts without any emotion. So publicly, I'd like to thank Kevy, who's pretty brave to hang around us six people, but to all of you councillors, from the bottom of my heart in front of national TV, you are the best councillors in this country, and you've got more guts than the whole country put together. Thank you very much.
And can I say you're the most courageous person, the best mayor, and the most courageous politician in the whole country of Australia.
Because
to you, Don.
Because when she says something, she sticks to it.
Exactly.
You know, how could I say I'm disappointed in the community when they reacted to what Australians react to at every election? And I'm sure all of you as journalists can remember elections where politicians have tried to scare the community. But you know, the really sad part, as I said, there may be no project, but there is no water.
Are you
going to
hang around?
You're going to
stay on as mayor?
My aide. I'm here tomorrow morning, and let me tell you, one of them, as well as myself, will be running for council in 2008. This is an issue. We've taken the challenge up to this nation. Part of the nation decided not to go with it.
Will you ever bring it up again, either?
In this city, the community spoke, and I think it'll be very difficult. I think it'll be, if there's going to be recycling in Australia, it won't be starting in Toowoomba.
Whose job is it to find the alternative water?
It's now the Premier's, because the money from the feds is gone. It's all on, and regardless of some of the stuff where recycling is on there, and I see there is recycling for industry and watering parks. We don't have any water for a community, let alone watering parks. So the irrigators have had their win as well, of course, down the creek.
Given that the Premier was hinting at recycling, though, do you think it's possible he might...
go down that path on 60-40. I believe what will most probably happen is Toowoomba will be drinking desal water from the Gold Coast and Bribie or wherever, and there will be a pipeline from there to Wyvern, getting water out of Wyvernhoe Dam. And let me tell you, we'll be doing that at about 4 to 5 times the cost they're currently paying. But that's the community's choice, and that's what we've told them all along. This is your choice. You go down that path, that's where we go.
But the biggest tragedy is that science, we should all believe, is the loser. Because people have not trusted science. They will trust to do so many other things, and some of them quite foolish, and yet they'll trust their doctor, they'll trust to go and buy their bread or their meat, and trust science. I wonder how many of these people who have said no, trust to use their microwave or turn on their electricity. Diana's probably more generous with me to how she feels, but I really feel that this city has proven that it doesn't really belong in the smart zone.
Diana, sorry, we missed a start. You're conceding, are you?
Yes, it's about 60-40, we've seen, with about 28,000 votes. Well, the community's spoken. You know, it's no different to any other election. I'm disappointed for this city that they actually judged themselves less to not be the first in Australia, but to be anywhere else down the line. And it's really sad that they've gone that path, but they've spoken. We start on Monday morning as a council and get on with the business of running council.
So we'll just talk to you
more. I'm sure I'll be talking to the Premier most probably in the next half an hour.
What does this mean for everywhere else in the state and Australia facing the same problem?
It's going to be very difficult for them to bring up recycled water. You're not going to find too many courageous councils like this one. I imagine that this will frighten a lot of councils.
What did
you say to Malcolm Turnbull?
He said to Kevin and I originally that he didn't want a train wreck, and we had to go to a referendum because he didn't want a train wreck. But Kevin said to me, you know, I hear that.
So you've got a train wreck.
For recycling. Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know if you guys understand this, but this was an environmental vote today, and the environment lost.
Absolutely. What are these issues that you're bringing up next week about things?
I'm not going to talk about it, Kat, now.
Okay.
Don't you understand next week? I most probably won't be here. You know, I'm only going to run one more term, so I'd imagine I won't be here. It'll be up to someone else past me. Although, you know, 6 years in a period of what's happening could be huge changes. You know, if we go through another 6 years of dry and we're pumping out hugely expensive desal water that comes up to Toowoomba and gets used once, that gets dropped into the Murray-Darling, that is going to be certainly an interesting one, that one.
Are you surprised by the size of the boat?
We kind of thought it was going to be about 50-50. You know, when Clive came in and brought the money in, there was no way you could beat that. And it's very simple to do a scare campaign. Facts are a lot harder to put across.
Are you bitter at all?
No. Well, I'm only bitter with one person. He's been out of my life for about 20 years. No, I don't suffer from bitterness. I get on with the job of doing the business. You know, what's the point of being bitter? It's just it was a solution that we found for this community. The community have decided not to have that solution. So as we told them all along, that with Kevy's work and with Parsons Brinker up, it's now going to start to cost.
How do you describe the No campaign?
How do I describe the No campaign? I think we're actually being nice calling it a campaign.
Yes, most unscientific.
You're right, Joe.
Has it been dishonest?
Yes.
Diane did a straw poll on people exiting the poll, and the most common reason for the no amongst those people was the lack of consultation by the council before they applied for funding. How do you respond to that, and will you come back to the community now and consult with them?
This community have been engaged since it went into the government, and I don't care if you talk to this community for 20 years or any other community, and then you're going to give them a choice to choose recycled water. It won't get up.